But yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's all about confidence, man. I tell people all the time because they always think, oh, because you're 6'8", you get all the girls. That has nothing to do with it.
Guys, I don't usually follow the Passport Bro subreddit, but shout out to a community member. Thanks to him, I was made aware of this. This guy gotta be the most delusional Passport Bro I have ever seen. A 63-year-old dude goes to Colombia to date 20-year-old girls. He gets drugged and robbed. Gets his entire apartment cleaned out after getting spiked. When he was asking Reddit if what he was paying to those girls is normal, people were telling him that he's being ripped off. And despite all these facts, he's still adamant that those girls are genuinely attracted to him. Now, I don't blame him for being attracted to younger women, but the delusion is insane, bro. You never want to be this guy. When I tell people to travel, this is not what I mean. He lacks so much self-awareness about the nature of the relationships he's getting into. Keeps posting pictures with his so-called girlfriends on Reddit. Brags about getting millions of views on his threads. I mean, clearly he's enjoying the attention. I bet he thinks he's mugging everybody. That people think he is him. He is that guy. No, you are not. And everybody can see that. I mean, I get it. I get that he's interested in younger women. There was a 10-year-old data from OkCupid or Bumble or whatever showing that even men in their 50s swiped right on early 20s. This won't be socially acceptable to admit in this day and age in public, but I really feel like if most men had the ability of, let's say, Leonardo DiCaprio, you would see that most men do what DiCaprio does. They just don't have the ability, don't have the same pull. So I get why this guy does what he does, but it gets annoying when these type of dudes try to look down on you, try to ridicule you, lecture you about relationships if you ever dare to bring up the fact that what they have got going on is just transactional. They act like they are such gurus for being able to do that, which is the case with this guy. He really thinks he's him. He's that guy, arguing that those girls are genuinely interested in him. I mean, when you have got that kind of ego, it really clouds your judgment. He can't see strength.
I thought she cared for me. I was stupid. How could a girl care for a man 51 years old?
A commenter says, she don't look at him in any picture, bro. I mean, he's got to be out of his mind to even entertain the possibility that she's dating him for his personality or his looks. The body language is crazy. And the cop in his replies is insane, bro. It is insane, he says. Your constant incorrect assumption along with hundreds or thousands of other series that somehow I am paying money directly to these girls. Yet I have never paid for sex or companion in my life. Bro, just because you didn't directly pay for that date doesn't mean that the girl agreeing to that date ain't in it for the money. Sometimes they are going to be interested in short-term payment like that, but sometimes they are going to play the long game, like getting themselves into the US in long term. Bro, I can tell you this, none of those girls were interested in you like that, were attracted to you like that. There's a reason why you find these girls with cringe-maxed foreigner hunter bait lines on Tinder. There is a reason why you have to use those lines. Let me show you guys this. This is how he opens. Who wants to join me on tour to America and Japan? Literally baiting them with an opportunity to travel to the US. It not only says that he's American, but also reveals that he can afford to provide her with trips to countries like Japan. Guys, there is a reason why he uses that opener. It shows passport and money. The vast majority of average Colombians, can't even get a tourist visa to travel to US. That is the reality of the situation. And I can personally guarantee you this. His profile was even bigger bait than his opener, emphasizing that he's from America. I bet he put pictures there showing how he travels, pictures of stuff showing how much money he's making. 1000%. That is how he's getting those girls. Girls that he thinks love him. Bro, you are opening with gauging hunter lines. And there is a reason for that. Stop lying to yourself, man. You are 63. None of those girls are attracted to you for your 63-year-old looks or personality. Then he says, regardless of how you think I look or act, I have never had a problem with being with younger women in my life. Bro, that is because you have been living in Thailand for the last 20 years. That is why. Running the same game with them. That is why, bro. Try doing that in America then, if you are so confident. There are plenty of Asian Americans. Try getting hot 20-year-old Asian Americans then. She looks so unhappy. And yet she went 45 minutes across town to join me for a $24 meal, total for two meals, and went back to my house with me. Adjust your contacts. Brother, it is you who needs to adjust his contacts. She did that not because of your charming personality or your 63-year-old looks, but to see if she could trap you, then make it to the US. Most Colombians can't even get a tourist visa, but the delusion that these girls love him, are attracted to him, is truly something else. He's raging at people who suggest otherwise. He says, "It is hilarious that the folks on the sub are convinced the girls don't love me or are attracted to me. Yet, two of them came over and it cost me a $5 Uber and 16 in pizzas." Bro, yes, they don't love you or are attracted to you. How blind you gotta be to the facts to not realize this. It is you who's being ridiculous. But sadly and unfortunately, a lot of passport bros have this ego and delusion. Delusion stemming from ego. Inflated ego. They go to those countries and they think that they are him all of a sudden. Because they live under that indoctrination. Indoctrination of manosphere online. Telling them that, oh bro, you know, women love men that can provide. Women love safety. When you grow up under that indoctrination, that is the result you are going to get. Bro, they see you as a ticket out of there. A walking wallet. She doesn't love you more than women working in brothels love their clients. By the way, they already spiked him. Robbed his house. Took everything. I mean, this oofy-doofy way of thinking already got him robbed only 10 months ago. And you know what? If you warned him back then, you know what he would have said? He would have said, "Dude, why are you always so negative? You always assume the worst in people. Oh, they are not being friendly because I am a rich American. It is about how you communicate. It's about how you look at it. Oh, they are just being friendly with genuine intentions." He would have told you that. They spiked, robbed him blind, and he still hasn't figured it out. What are you gonna do? Once oofy-doofy, always an oofy-doofy.
Life is good. It's what you make of it, man. It's how you look at it.
Guys, don't be like him. I mean, I get it. If you just want some, you know, younger companion for a while. Anyway, anyhow, it is up to you. But you got to be realistic about the nature of what you have got going on. Like, I'm not going to be like that dude in that club, going up to dudes and harassing them. You are going to remember that TikTok.
This is why they come to Cambodia.
I am currently in Cambodia's city of old white men.
They're roaming everywhere looking for a Cambodian woman.
I actually feel bad. I don't want to film any of the girls because they genuinely don't want to be here. They're only here to make money and try and provide for their family. Look, we got the boys on tour right here. Look, we've got another old mate cracking on over here.
That guy in that clip probably never tasted tour rejection. And yet he was going up to dudes and judging them. I am not going to be like him, but I want you to be realistic and understand what is going on. There is a major difference between a passport bro and a geomaxer. I understand that even older men, most older men would prefer younger women, but you gotta be realistic about what it is. A passport bro is someone who is trying to leverage his passport. A geomaxer, on the other hand, tries to take advantage of lesser competition, lower level of standards and looks. I often advocate for traveling. Yes, no matter where you go, you take yourself with you, but you don't take your competition with you. That part is true. Because being, let's say, 5'11", blue eyes, you know, that kind of stuff is gonna make you more attractive in some countries.
No.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, you can.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, you can. Oh my God.
That girl just grabbed me. Damn. You just grabbed my stomach.
But how do you make sure that you are not being seen as a ticket out of her country? When you create a dating app account, make your profile as if you are some local random high school teacher. Then see if you are getting the same matches. And if you don't use dating apps, if you approach them, talk to them in real life at bars, clubs, or whatever, then tell them that you are just a backpacker from some poor third world country. If you are Asian, say Cambodia. Make it believable. If you are white, say something like Syria or Turkey. Those countries still have some white people in them, so it is going to be believable. A random backpacker from Syria. Then see if those girls are still interested. If you are somewhat average, this is what I believe. If you are somewhat average, 5'11 blonde guy with an average face, you are not fat, you know. You will still find a lot of success. And those are going to be the real ones. I tell this to members who are geomaxing, which I know plenty, by the way. I tell them, bro, have you tried just making your profile look like you are some local? Put some Spanish text there. Random high school teacher. Then see how many matches you are getting. How do you know whether your matches are genuine or not? Like this. But you ever feel like you need to use cringe maxed openers like him? Oh, can I take you to America? Show you around in the best places in Japan? If you ever feel like you have to put those lines, you know what the deal is. You are just trying to leverage your passport. Which is fine, man, you know. Do what you gotta do. But be aware of what kind of relationships you are getting into. Don't be a free agent in life.